Well, it's a beautiful day for a drive. Especially when you're in the breathtaking 2012 Honda Fit. My goodness, what a piece of machinery. So welcome to my podcast. I am Dr. Q, and I make my living by putting my hands on people. And today is a significant day for me. In fact, it's a good day for me. And the reason why starts back about 4.5 years ago. 4.5 years ago, I was practicing out of my home for 3 days a week, and I was practicing in town for 3 days a week, so two different practices. I would see different people at each one, depending on convenience for people. Anyways, one afternoon, a Friday afternoon, I received a phone call from a friend who had been a client for a time, and I'll call him Dr. J. And Dr. J hadn't been around for a while. I probably hadn't seen him in about 2 years. And so he said, Dr. Q, can I come back to care? And I said, sure you can. And he said, would it be okay if I brought my wife with me? And I said, absolutely, bring her in. So he set up an appointment for the following Monday. And when I was done talking to him, I said, good to hear from you. And we hung up. And about 30 seconds later, he called back. And I said, what's up? And he said, I've just been diagnosed with cancer. So it was a bit of a shock, but I said, well, I'll tell you what, I'll see you and your wife on Monday, and we'll talk further about it then. So as it turns out, Dr. J, who also made his living by putting hands on people, was diagnosed with bowel cancer, colon cancer. But the cancer had also metastasized to his liver, which is not good. And it had also metastasized to his mesentery, which is the internal lining of not only the wall, but also it's a lining that covers the organs. So when you get cancer in that area, it's a tough one because it's not like there's a lot of metabolic activity or blood and sort of the processing of energy through that tissue. So it's a very tough one to get rid of if you ever get it. Anyways, so one of the first things that I asked him on that Monday that he came in is, what's happening to your practice? And he says, I don't know. He said, I just don't know. I care very much about those people and I want them to have care, but he said, you know, very clearly, I can't work anymore. And although I didn't offer it that day, I knew in my mind right away, as soon as he said that, that I was going to be involved in his life somehow. And so within a day or two, I said, you know, Dr. J, can I help you out? And so he said, if you would, that would be great. So what ended up happening is I continued to work out of my home. I continued to work at the practice I was involved in town. But then I would also every single day go and cover Dr. J's practice and see his patients. And this lasted about 2 months. It was a very busy 2 months. And I saw very clearly that you know, I was going to burn out quickly if I didn't change something up. So as the fall approached, he gave me a call. I first talked to him in August, and I started to see his patients early August. And then by the fall, I went to Dr. J and I said, listen, if it's okay with you, I'm going to move out of the practice that I'm in town, and I'm gonna come and I'll cover your practice so I can see your people, and whoever wants to follow me over there can all see my people as well. And eventually I shut down my practice at home. And so that's what happened. And I set up shop there, and I really didn't know what was going to happen. I thought, okay, I'll do this for as long as it takes. And if Dr. J gets better, when he gets better, then either I'll go to a couple days a week out of his practice and I'll start up my home again, or maybe I'll just move somewhere else or do something else. I didn't know. It was very much up in the air. Anyways, I ended up doing that for a year, and in the early fall, actually first day of fall, September the 21st of 2012, Dr. J passed away. And he passed away actually at a clinic in Mexico, but that's a whole other story, alternative health sort of story. Anyways, so everyone was quite shocked, and it was tough. And of course, I had to tell all of Dr. J's patients that this had happened and deal with all the fallout. It was a really tough couple months there. At any rate, so I continued working in his practice, but very clearly we had to make some decisions about what would happen. So that began the process of me negotiating with Dr. J's widow to buy out the practice that Dr. J had established. And that took some time, but eventually we came to an agreement, and we actually entered into a legal agreement where I would purchase or buy out Dr. J's practice. And that agreement that we came to once upon a time ends today. So basically, I have been paying for the practice monthly, and today is the last day for that, as I drive to work right now. So it's a good day, but it kind of sort of feels surreal as well. I have enjoyed listening to the Dave Ramsey podcast, where people come into a studio and do their debt-free scream. And I guess although I never considered the practice buyout as sort of being in debt, I think you could make the argument that very definitely I was, to the tune of thousands of dollars every month that got paid out. So I guess you could say this is my debt-free scream day. Although, to tell you the truth, I don't... it's not like I feel relieved or anything. Like, I mean, I do in concept, but I really haven't quite apprehended it yet. I can tell you that I miss my friend Dr. J, that during the final year of his life, we became very close. Instead of him coming to his office, I would care for him. I would adjust him probably three times a week on average. And instead of him coming to his office, I think that all that his office meant and the stressors that his office meant to him and his body and what it was going through, he chose instead to come to my home. So I would often adjust him at my home. And so anyways, during that final year of his life, we became quite close. It's not like we ever hung out before. We had met at a seminar, and then he asked if he could come to me for care, so that was good. But it was, you become close to someone and you walk with them through their journey, which was supposed to be a healing journey, I suppose, and then it was over. So life is pretty quiet after that. And I have wanted to do right by Dr. J's widow and his three sons. Because the truth is that as soon as he was gone, I could have moved to an office, you know, across the road, and everybody would have followed me, and I wouldn't owe anybody anything for the clients or what had happened. I would have actually, probably most of them would have followed me just because I had covered Dr. J's practice for that year before he died. But it didn't turn out that way. I wanted to give his widow value for what Dr. J had built, and I have. And today's the last day, and then that obligation will be over. And it's kind of a weird place that I find myself in because, you know, there's been a very definite season, 4.5 years of I changed my working style, I changed my adjusting style. I saw many people over the past 4.5 years. And to me, it just sort of feels like the passing of a season and that it's, you know, there's something that is finished now, which is good, which is fine. But I find myself sort of in an odd place because I'm not sure what comes next. Now, I signed a lease on the space that I practice in for a 5-year lease, and I did that, you know, several months ago. So, you know, I'm going to be in the same place, probably doing the same thing for the next 4.5 years. But will that look exactly the same? I'm not sure. But after having been in practice and adjusting the number of people that I have adjusted, which is a term for me putting my hands on them, and well, I won't get into what an adjustment is today. Anyways, me having contact with people and putting my hands on them, having done that many times, I feel like something is about to shift and change. And I also feel like I've seen in people patterns that contribute to their life and their health and their well-being and their death and their sickness. So my intention is to talk about some of those things. I too have 3 boys, just like Dr. J did. And my youngest son told me in this past year that he wanted to be a chiropractor. Now, being a chiropractor was a second job for me. I had a different career before this. I flew airplanes for a living. And then I got into this field by, well, that's a long story too. But anyways, when I heard that my son wanted to be a chiropractor, I thought maybe I better talk about some of these things, because who knows if I'm still going to be doing this gig by the time he's all finished the long road that is school to become a chiropractor as well. So I'll talk about a few things. What I am really good at is assessing patterns in people. And I am very good at seeing sort of where a person is stuck. And I know quite a bit about human energetics. Well, life energetics for that matter. So I'll be talking about different things that affect people and disease states and healing states and miraculous states. And if you have any questions and would like to ask me anything, certainly there's nothing to ask right now, but if you'd like to ask me anything, feel free to message me over Twitter. I'm at Fireside with DRQ. And I'd be happy to answer them. But anyways, welcome. Nice to see you here. We'll talk again soon.